Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired, O Rasulullah, what if your brother-in-law needs to come in front of his sister-in-law? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he is like death. Alhamu al-mawt. The brother-in-law is death. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friday night, Saturday night, family getting together, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. The amount the brother-in-law will joke with the sister-in-law doesn't thrill his wife also. But she doesn't laugh at his jokes. The sister-in-law, she'll laugh at his jokes. You know, it happens. How is the shama? And how now she'll go on with the brother-in-law? It happens commonly. Everything, nothing about it. The hadith, as you say, this is like death, life unto death. Alhamdu al-maut. So the person has to be very, very careful when he comes within the family. Whether he be the brother-in-law or any other man of the family, that is a ghair mahram, a non-mahram to the female, has to be kept far from your wife. The car is coming in and out. It happens on December time will come, holiday time will come, the hagars will come, the relatives will come. They come into the house, they're staying. You think nothing about it. First he's gone early to work at home, brother-in-law is in the house. He's having a shower, he's having breakfast, the wife wants to serve him. This is absolutely impermissible. Haram. Hadith Sharif, you say the person is a cuckold, the youth. Doesn't know what's happening in his own house. He might think nothing about it. Understand now? Maybe it's your brother staying in the house, or your cousin staying in the house. You might not think anything about it. But what the demands of your wife's heart is right now, and her emotions and feeling, maybe you're not giving it to her. She might have an eye on him. You don't know. We always feel, women always might think, we feel we're always the victim, or convicted without trial. But someday she might have a feeling too. And you bring the person, he might be more charming, he might be more smart, he might be better character, mannerism. And how you know what's happening to her heart? She's having a battle in your house. Now she's serving him food, she's taking care of him. She's got to now clean his clothing in his room. She's got to wash his clothing, sometimes put it in the washing machine. What's going through her heart? She might think, husband is very dirty compared to this, to his cousin or to his brother-in-law. But therefore Sharia said, Alhamdu al-Maut, the brother-in-law is like Maut. And here the hadith, you say, they have different interpretations. The brother-in-law is likened to Maut. Is that if they have to be left alone, or even the brother-in-law is there, the husband is there, the wife is there, and the brother-in-law, the husband's brother. He says it can be like how Maut is something disastrous. This being together between the brother-in-law and sister-in-law can be disastrous. And the sin has to happen, there will be major disaster in the family. Or it can mean, just like how a person fears Maut. Don't even talk about it. As I say, we don't hear about Maut as if you're going to die. Whether we talk about it or not, it is going to happen. Because they don't talk about it. This is how a person fears Maut. It's in the same way the husband and the wife should fear the brother-in-law, the cousin-in-law, the nephew-in-law. Just like how you fear Maut. As if now Malakul Maut is walking in the house. That's how she should feel. If a husband is not here, there's no parna in the home, this is how the husband should feel that the wife is phoning, Malakul Maut has entered the house. What the person will do? He'll run. He'll say, dear, can't come into the house. In the same way, there's no permissibility. When it comes to intermingling, we're coming over the weekend, now everybody's having supper together, everybody is friendly and happy. And this, the guard is down, the hijab, niqab is down. It's only for the people outside. But within the house with everybody else, there's no hijab and niqab. We can't play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we have to come into deen completely. What is the command of Allah? Yes, we have to say, we are weak, we are kamzor. As much as we can, try, separate it. Where males are separate, females are separate. Or one thing can lead to another. Before we know it, we know of incidents, Allah ta'ala, protect us. Where there was a friend of ours, and after many years, for many years, I met him one day, he says, Mu'ala, alhamdulillah, after 18 years or so, my wife is pregnant. But ecstatic. After 18 years, my wife is pregnant. So every time I used to be the hazir, how many more months left? Say 2 months, 1 month. Finally, the wife gave birth, congratulated him also. After a few months, I met him. I asked him how's everything, he didn't say much. Then it came out after that child wasn't his. The child wasn't his child. What a broken man that was. After 18 years, he thought he was having a baby. What ecstasy. And he came out with somebody else's. Hazrat says now, that beautiful poem Hazrat recites most of the time, he says, that the child who you thought was yours, or came out to be your nephew, not yours. The child who you thought was yours came out to be your nephew. Meaning, your brother's child, your brother with your wife. But all your life you took care of him, finally he came out in the open. Is that your baby? It's his baby. Allah Ta'ala protect us. That can happen in a few moments, few seconds. So avoid association with strange women. A sahabi asked of the Allah Ta'ala anhu, O Rasulullah, what if a brother-in-law needs to come in front of his sister-in-law? Rasulullah replied, he is like death, fear him as you fear death.